This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Ted Poe, who represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, as well as its Subcommittee on Terrorism, Nonproliferation, and Trade. We want to get his thoughts today as he introduces new legislation designed to force Pakistan to explain themselves as to why they were either unable to determine that Osama bin Laden was hiding in plain sight near the Pakistani capital, or perhaps why they were willing to allow that to persist and not alert the United States to his whereabouts. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to talk to you, Greg.
It's called the Pakistan Foreign Aid Accountability Act, and you're basically asking Pakistan to prove that it wasn't harboring or anything of the sort with respect to bin Laden. Explain what you expect them to do.
Well, what the bill does is immediately freeze all aid to Pakistan until they can come forward and show whether or not they provided sanctuary for Osama bin Laden. If they have provided sanctuary for him, then they shouldn't receive any aid. And if they did not, they were just incompetent about knowing his whereabouts, then they have to make that case to the United States State Department and to Congress before they receive any more aid.
How do they prove that they didn't help him?
Well, that's their problem. Their aid is cut off until they can satisfy Congress that they did not provide him any type of sanctuary. It's just inconceivable, as you said, that either they're incompetent or they knew about it. And it's hard to believe that a building that large in a neighborhood next to a military base and no one knew who Osama bin Laden was there, and not there for a few days, but for months, possibly years.
This seems to be an issue where folks, regardless of their political persuasion, normally are in agreement that Pakistan has a lot of explaining to do here. We're talking about $3 billion here. If, in fact, and most people seem to think this is unlikely, but if they were simply incompetent, then what as it pertains to the $3 billion?
Well, then Congress could authorize money to Pakistan in the future. This bill just cuts it off until Pakistan makes the case. My own personal opinion is that we ought to reevaluate aid to Pakistan anyway, independent of this whole situation. They've long had the reputation of being a sanctuary for Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And that's why we have troops down there on the Afghanistan-Pakistan borders to protect Afghanistan from the Taliban coming in from Pakistan. So they have some explaining to do. They obviously were not trusted. They were not told about the operation by our own government. So that tells you how our government feels about the trustworthiness of Pakistan.
There have been, as I mentioned, a number of people commenting on this. A couple, though, that are actually usually quite conservative that I've spoken with, John Bolton, as well as former House Intelligence Chair Pete Hoekstra, say, on the one hand, this is kind of the way Pakistan's been all along throughout this war. Obviously, the bin Laden circumstance we didn't know about until recently, but we know there have been elements of the government that have kind of played both sides. And at the same time, they're a nuclear nation. And so some fear that if we were to alienate them, then they would go hardcore to the other side with that nuclear arsenal. Does any of that particularly concern you?
Well, it concerns me that they have nuclear weapons, but I don't think we can pay them to like us, especially when they are harboring people who kill Americans on the battlefield and harbor the terrorist organizations. Pakistan has got to pick sides. They have to pick the side that's not only beneficial to Pakistan, but beneficial to the United States, and that's stand up to the plate and say we're not going to tolerate terrorism and we join the war on terror. Yes, they for years have been playing both sides, and we continue to give them money. And what has it gotten us? Nothing. Some of the money that we have sent to Pakistan, some believe, has even gotten into the hands of those who wish to harm us. So we need to reevaluate aid to Pakistan. We need to let them know we want to cooperate with them. But I don't think we can pay for their loyalty because they have not been loyal.
Congressman, as I mentioned, there's been a bipartisan outcry on this issue. What kind of support are you finding for your resolution?
It is bipartisan, and it is in both chambers, the House and the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, very concerned about Pakistan's role in hiding out Osama bin Laden. They have to answer a lot of questions, and one way to force them to the table to get some truthful answers is to cut off their aid till they let us know what they were aware of with Osama bin Laden.
And since the plan is to freeze it until they can prove that they weren't complicit, that basically means this is open-ended then if this were to pass. It would just be frozen until they could prove it. There's no deadline for them necessarily to prove it.
That's right. They get no money till they prove it.
Very good, sir. Any word from the speaker or the leadership as to when this might hit the floor?
Don't know. We just filed. I just filed the bill last night. So, but it does have support from both parties in both chambers.
We'll certainly be following it, sir. This is perhaps the second most important development out of this story over the weekend. Thank you very much for being with us.
Always good to talk to you, Greg.
Texas Republican Congressman Ted Poe represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and its Subcommittee on Terrorism, Nonproliferation, and Trade. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.